This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Pua Le Peng received death threats, had her home splashed with red paint, her work and her life disrupted, and was accused of having nothing better to do by the authorities, all in the name of protecting her home in Jenjarum from unlicensed plastic recyclers. These illegal operators were turning the area into a toxic cauldron of pollution, and their modus operandi was to set up ad hoc factories in quiet areas, contaminate the groundwater as they process plastic waste, and illegally dump or burn whatever they couldn't recycle in the dead of night. So in conjunction with Plastic Free July, I'm speaking today to this accidental activist about how she and other like-minded folks expose this practice and how they continue to fight the problem, which continues to spread across Malaysia like a deadly cancer. Welcome, Ms. Pua. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Pua. I've been reading about you so much these last few years. I'm so glad that we finally get to chat. Ms. Pua, we know that when China banned nearly all plastic waste imports back in 2017, right? And that, of course, was amid concerns from the emissions from processing all of this, you know, and that was harmful to the environment. So we know that a lot of that waste was rerouted to other Southeast Asian countries, including us, of course, right here in Malaysia. Tell me about that. You know, how did you back in 2018, you know, first start smelling something foul in the air in Jenjarum in your home?
Okay, we went back to the year 2018. I was back to my hometown called Jenjarum to take care of my elder parents. They fell sick. Okay, and I found very strange is my beautiful hometown turned to very polluted, especially at night. That gradually, when we start the investigation, a very short this situation that we found is we were surrounded by many illegal plastic recycle factories, which is not processing local rubbish, but actually processing imported plastic waste. And those waste is actually the high contaminated rubbish. Mm. So we start the investigation and keep sending our complaint letter to our Department of Environment, our local council. But unfortunately, the action taken very slow until that we keep our fighting together with the local media and also international these media and also the local NGO. Mm-hmm. Then after 6 months, the action started taken to close down those illegal factories. And it's a very short to us is those waste is actually a lot coming in from the developed country with a fat coat. That means developed country, their waste management company, they cheat. Mm,
yeah.
They send their trash, the rubbish, which is they don't want to recycle or cannot recycle at all, or the toxic waste, you know, sent to the developing country by smuggling. A lot of them, is I said at least 90% are imported the time to Malaysia through illegal way. And at the same time, we also found that China, they banned the import of plastic waste, and they were importing about 5 million tons of this rubbish from the developed country, which now divert to Southeast Asia country, for example, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Vietnam, and Thailand. And this has caused a very big disaster to us. So our fighting continued until year 2019. So the illegal factory that's surrounding my area already moved out. They are not disappeared. You know why? Because they still can get the source of the plastic waste illegally or, you know, by any other ways to come in. So at the same time, now in Malaysia, the situation is still very dangerous, and because this solid waste is non-stop, and now it's moved to maybe other place like other stage, like this Kedah, Penang, Perak. Mm. Yeah. So this is still worrying us because even though the Basel Conference, okay, the illegal trading of this waste is should be stopped. But unfortunately, we are still getting information from USA and even New Zealand that the export of plastic waste is still happening.
Okay.
So now we are hoping that our country can take seriously that to stop the import of plastic waste. We don't want it become a rubbish take as a normal trading, because this is very unfair to the people in the developing country. Because the government has no system, no capacity, insufficient monitoring devices or the system to take care to make sure that the recycling is properly processed. And majority, I would say more than 90%, they are not being recycled or they are just dumped and burned.
And this is a huge problem, of course, because, it has really negative impacts on, people living in these areas, right? So back in 2018, when you and your neighbors, you started having these foul smells. And I think even the residents started experiencing skin problems, breathing problems, all these sorts of things, right? It really directly impacted your health.
Yes, even those factory, majority of the factory, they are running on the agricultural land.
Mm-hmm.
Or, just my house, just 500 meters got two illegal factory running. When we make the report, we get a feedback is, this is not under our authority, this is not under the Department of Environment, just keep the ball to the local council, and the local council keep back the ball to the environment department. And then, we feel so helpless because, first of all, we all thought that recycle is a good thing, it's a green industry, we can do whatever we want, we can use whatever we like as well as we recycle it. It actually is a lie, it's a miss because when I look into the place of recycle, they're including melting, washing, and these two give a very, very negative impact to the air and the water pollution. So in Malaysia, so I'm not an activist in Malaysia because I just joined in this activity for 2-3 years. And I saw a very short situation that is Malaysia's government has no such sense that this is a big distance to the country. So many departments of the government, they still not take seriously action to against the import of this solid waste from the developed country. Like China, why they want to ban? Is this because they don't want the money? Because in my country, our government still allow import clean plastic because they say this is helping the environment, the economy. So I would like to ask if this is really the good impact, more than the bad impact, why China wants to totally ban the solid waste? And another things that worry us is the plastic waste is not coming just by smuggling, but they also mix together with paper waste.
Yeah.
And we found that it happened in a paper recycle factory with invasion from people from China in Malaysia, that the imported paper waste, mixed up with a lot of plastic waste. And this happened in Indonesia year 2016 or 17, that huge amount of plastic rubbish intentionally mixed into paper waste, okay, so that in the recycle process, they can use this plastic as their solid fuel. Can you imagine that this is a very, very dangerous to the local people, because burning of plastic as a solid fuel is very dangerous and it's very, very pollution, right or not?
Yeah.
So, like this, how about the other country? Do you know that where your waste gone? What happened to the end? Right? Mm-hmm. Until now, any waste managing company, no matter in USA, Europe, Australia, can clearly show that where the waste gone and what happened to it. So, as we know that the ISO 14000 actually is start from which area of the world? It's from the Western country. But now, what happened to ISO 14000? To many factories, they produce waste, but end up, the waste sent to the developing country. with such a terrible ending that the pollution is actually going on to the whole world because it's through the sea, through the air. So this is very, very sarcastic and very hypocrite method. Now it's running in the developed countries, a waste management system, very hypocrite, very shameful, very disgraceful.
I'm speaking today to Pua Leipeng. She's the founding member of the Kuala Langat Environmental Action Group. Ms. Pua was one of those who helped expose all these illegal plastic recycling centres in Malaysia, especially in Jenjarum, in her home, where there was toxic pollution happening due to the illegal burning of plastic waste, and most of it from countries from the West. And after this quick break, we're going to come back and find out how Ms. Pua's activism led to direct threats to her and her friends and her family's survival. Stay tuned for that. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me today is Pua Leipeng. She's the founding member of the Kuala Langat Environmental Action Group. She's from Jenjarum. She, together with other members of the community, helped to expose unlicensed plastic recyclers in Jenjarum who were illegally burning plastic, mostly from Western countries, and causing severe toxic pollution, you know, with direct impacts to the people around there. And of course, all of this was done illegally. Ms. Pua also, you know, you're a chemist by trade. You went down to the ground, you did your research, you went and, you know, collected samples, you know, all of you and your community. Tell me about that, you know, how did you get the community together to work to this? And also, you know, how did it come to impact you and your community and your family, you know, because you were doing this?
Yeah, we went to the ground to collect samples, conduct testing. We forced to do this because in the beginning stage, our authority always informed us, no sign of pollution. They said no sign of pollution or saying this is not under their authority. So we forced to do that and to show this to the media, okay, to get help. So after 6 months, even though we succeeded, and I can see a lot of impact to my community, you see, a lot of children, they fell sick, increasing rate of asthma, respiratory problem. Some children, they have a continuous unable to hear, allergic, skin allergic, eyes allergic. And a lot of my friends, relatives, they have a coughing problem, until, you know, bleeding, until doctors say that you are badly affected. I don't know why your immune system is so weak. So they admit hospital for a week or 2 weeks, okay? So a lot of people suffer lung problem. And until now, based on our observation, the cancer rate in my community increased 4 to 6 times. 4 to 6 times. Oh, wow. Okay, we are a very small community with 30,000 people. Okay, so you see, we are very close because we are very, very close by my community. So I heard that due to a pollution problem, China has more than about 200 plus cancer village. I didn't know that it actually happening in Malaysia since a few years ago due to this solid waste import problem. Now in my community, a lot of cancer is related to lung. To breast cancer, brain cancer. And this happened not in the age 30 to 40 to 50. Okay. And we can see that this trend is going to continue if Malaysia government don't ban import of solid waste. This is our very, very big worry. And another big worry is now the developed country, they are still continue to send their solid waste, their e-waste, illegally, or by using fake card to the country that have no capacity to handle the waste. So, for example, Malaysia going to accept at least 10,000 million tons of paper waste from USA, from Europe, from Australia. Mm-hmm. And this is really worrying us. Why solid waste become one of these industry being titled green industry. And it can be accepted by Malaysia government that import of paper waste that has no limit to a certain stage that now Malaysia have the force to build more incinerator to burn the rubbish created from the industry. So our fighting is still a long journey to go. But another disaster we are happening now here is quite a number of plastic recycle factory have a happening fire problem. It just happened more than 10 cases in the last 2 years. And recently in my community, just 2-3 kilometers away, another solid waste imported is a waste tire, mm-hmm. 1,000 tons being burned due to illegal storage problem.
My goodness. And this is happening in the middle of
your
community?
Happening. Just happened this last month, just about 2-3 weeks ago. Now, 1,000 tons of solid waste, rubber, is from waste tire being burned due to illegal storage. Okay. So, now in Malaysia and in the Southeast Asia country, we are facing a very serious climate change. For example, as you see, Malaysia now getting hot and then more and more cancer rate. And this cancer rate, when we refer to our medication record, we found that the cancer rate increased a lot since year 2013. And since year 2013, China already announced their gradually banned solid waste of import. And start from year 2013, more and more solid waste already export from the developed country to the Southeast Asia country. Okay, me and my community was the first community stand up, to fight with those factory. When our voice still be ignored, we are still thankful that, the media and the local NGO and the international media, they came to hear our voice and then to let people know that we are badly affected. You know, this is a very big disaster that happened in my hometown. When I see more and more people, they become sick and then become a cancer patient, their family destroyed, this is such a big pandemic. So that's why when we fight with this journey, we're facing a lot of threats. People threaten us, want to kill us. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Ms.
So I don't know when this is going to be end, because if the developed country, if you are still continue to sending out your solid waste without any building to other people's, so this is going not to end this disaster to us. It's really a big problem that this solid waste we cannot handle. We have no capacity to handle it. It's like you don't like it. Why we want to take it? Why we would like your waste?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Ms. Paul, because I know that, you received death threats, your family, you had, red paint splash.
A lot of our relatives, they fell sick, they blend cancer, they have a lung cancer, they die in young, and graduating is going to be very serious because we saw more and more solid waste just import to Malaysia.
And that's the issue, isn't it? Because even as Malaysians, we already have a plastic waste problem of our own. We're trying, there's all these campaigns.
We have our own problem.
Yep, that's right.
And your 1,000 tons, your million tons waste come in. What can we do for that? What can we do? And especially USA. How can you say that this is a plastic trading? It's a trading, should not be stopped. Is it this a fair trading? I ask you, American people. Based in North America, I ask you, why you say that this is a trading that should be continued? It is very unfair. Why you don't want to say you're always in your country?
Exactly.
And why you want to stand out?
Yeah. I completely agree with you.
US people point. Do this to y'all? American people? Australia people? And Japan is the people.
No.
Germany and many Europe countries. I saw plastic waste from yours. I saw Germany. I saw Italy. I saw France. I saw USA. I saw Australia. And this is the what a good impact that you give to us.
Yeah.
Why suddenly beside my house, I saw your waste being burned? Why you come to here?
It's because it's easy to pretend that they, it's easy to show that they are having green practices, but actually they're just shipping the problems to developing countries, isn't it, for us to deal with? And
I heard many products sent to Australia, sent to USA must have green logo, environment friendly, ISO 14000. This is such a hypocrisy, such a big shame. You want the product that come from green process, but you send your waste to other countries without knowing and without caring what happened to them.
And this is a problem, even though, unfortunately, you know, you expose this, you know, and even though it's made international news, it is something that's continuing to happen, right? Because it's fairly easy to for the illegal trade to continue to happen. Am I correct? And like you said, it's moving to other states. It's also happening up north in Kedah and Penang and all of that. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, it's a non-stop disaster because nowadays until now, deliver solid waste across boundary is still not a big issue between the countries. Now, discuss seriously on this issue and about the pollution problem impact to the global world. This is not just will affect Malaysia. It's going to affect the whole world because you see, last time, all this go to China. Mm-hmm. How many China's land and people been sacrificed? And they are actually, I know, they are suffer a very high cancer rate. That's why nowadays they try to stop to protect their people.
Yeah.
And everyone want to protect their family. So I ask back to the people in developed country, why Malaysia never send our waste to y'all? China never send our waste to y'all. But y'all send the waste to others and continue for so many years without any feeling? And you know already this is happening. Your waste in your rubbish bin end up to other people's country. And end up in a very dangerous waste in recycling or being burned as a solid fuel. In Malaysia, we have insufficient monitoring in air pollution because, you know what? Because the air pollution monitoring is by self-reporting. Julia, you know why self-reporting? Because it means that the monitoring done by the industry itself.
Ah, I see.
So what will happen? What will happen to us? So this is totally insufficient to properly control the air pollution from the recycle process. So this is what I worry, because when we talk to our authority, they got nothing to do because air pollution, air monitoring is very, very costly. Very, very costly. Okay, so Malaysia, we are running self-monitoring and self-reporting. Okay. So especially for dioxin and VOC, there's no online monitoring system. So what they do, 1 year once monitoring. Report sent to the Department of Environment. So our Department of Environment, they monitor by reading report. They are not by testing by themselves. It's by the industry. So what will happen to the actual situation? So I can tell you, all the waste sent to Malaysia has no property in the process to control the air pollution to the people. So we are in a very dangerous situation that our community and our country is going to be a dangerous in this cancer rate increase. Cancer rate is more and more increased in my community, and it will happen more place in my country. And I believe it also will spread in the Southeast Asia country. More cancer village will appear.
And, you know, Ms. Pua, I know that because, you know, of all the threats that you've been facing as well, right, to your personal safety, you've also, you know, want to tell other environmentalists that they should not be afraid of criminal intimidation, right? Because, you know, as was reported about your case, it's because all of you stood up against the, you know, against these illegal operators, against the authorities, that the news actually came up, and that actually, you know, that's what resulted in this becoming such a huge issue, and also why you managed to shut down those things. And but of course, there are methods which, you know, people use to try and intimidate you. You know, what are your messages to people who are you know, maybe facing similar situations, and maybe they're so afraid to speak up? You know, what would your message be?
Yeah, when we enjoy something like low-cost material, low-cost product, remember where it comes from. Let me tell you, because the recycle of plastic can be done in developing countries in such a irresponsible way, so the resin, the recycled resin can be very, very cheap. Mm-hmm. So that it can produce cheap product. So we buy, we purchase more and more, and then we dump more and more rubbish. So this is why everybody must realize that where is the waste come from? From ourselves. Okay. But if you have more trust that you cannot handle, please don't send out to other people's country. Yeah. Right or not? And right. Nowadays, why so many products can be so cheap? Where is the raw material? So many goods now make from plastic, right? Yeah. And from my observation, if anyone would recycle plastic in a very irresponsible way, the income is very lucrative. Like in year 2018, I heard a lot of China recyclers, they like to recycle material like ABS. Okay, those hard plastic has a very high price, high value. They can sell around 1,000 USD per ton.
Okay.
And their net profit is about 400 USD per ton. Can you imagine an illegal factory, one night time, they can melt more than 50 ton.
Wow.
More than 50 ton per night. And during the process of melting, the toxic substances like VOC, dioxin, or anything, they just discharge directly to the community. So that's why. That's why a lot of people, they wake up at night, they suffer coughing, suffer a sore throat, they cannot breathe, they have a heart breathing problem every night. Can you imagine the impact is such big?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are very low cost raising come from this situation. So many foreign workers in Malaysia, no matter they come from Pakistan, India, Indonesia, those people, you know, they work in a very, very unsafe environment, very, very toxic environment. Let me tell you, the workers in this factory, a year or 2 years after their service, they were sent back to their country or they were just died in the working area, or they've been sent back without compensation, their health problem. That many of them have serious health problems and that they've been sent back. Every year or every 2 years, a batch of a new worker from this poor country doing the recycling process for your waste. This is the real situation now happening in Malaysia. Many recycle factories, they're running by foreign worker come from the poor country and their health, okay, their life just been sacrificed like this. Many fell sick just after 1 to 2 years they work in that environment.
Yeah. So there's human rights abuses happening as
yes.
well. So much.
This is related to human rights, related to, our attitude to work the waste. We over-purchase, we over-packaging, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And all this come from many big countries, big brand that you can name it. So, this is a global problem. This is a global. But who is the one send their waste to other country? Why don't you just keep it to yourself? You settle your own problem, please.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Pua, for sharing. And, you know, before we end today, is there any last message that you'd like to leave, especially for communities who are facing this problem and maybe who are afraid to speak up? Because, you know, you and your community, you really were brave. You know, you faced all the dangers. You know, any message for those who might be feeling afraid and feeling but facing the same situation as you?
I have some words to Malaysian that, you know, when we face in this problem, please be brave and stand up to tell the authority that you are affected by the pollution from this type of industry. No matter what situation you will face, like threatened from people, because you are standing up to fight for your family and fight for your people and fight for your country. At the same time, I have words to people from developed country, please, this is a global problem. It's not just when you dump your waste, you can't see, and it actually is hurting and it's harmful to others. So please, please, ask your country, ask your people, ask your politician, ask your government, just keep your waste in your own house and settle it. Please, this is such big help to the global pollution problem, and it is to save our earth. Start from your developed country. You have more capacity. You have more knowledge. You have, you know, like this is your ethic. This is the ethic. This is the ethic that you should have, that, you know, solve your own problem. Don't dump to others. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Ms. Pua Lay Peng. She's a founding member of the Kuala Langat Environmental Action Group. And we were talking about the continued spread of illegal plastic recycling centers in Malaysia. And basically, you know, how Western countries or other countries are importing their waste here to Malaysia to be processed. You know, Ms. Pua, if anybody would like to get in touch or would like to, you know, speak to you or your team members,
yes, anytime.
How can they best do that?
I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
Because this is really a serious problem we are facing now, and this is such unfair to us.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook group or any social media that they can get in touch with you?
Yeah. We have a Facebook. We have our social media. We have Facebook. You can anytime to contact me through the Facebook or my email.
Okay, so just, you know, if you'd like to get in touch with Ms. Pua and her team, just hit just search for Kuala Langat Environmental Action Group on social media.
Or Persatuan Tindakan Am Sekitar Kuala Langat in
okay.
Malay.
Okay. All right. So just get in touch and find out how you can help your community and fix this problem.
We should stop cross-boundary delivery of solid waste to any country.
Yeah, definitely. And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can search for the podcast on the BFM app or at bfm.my/earth. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.